Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Yes. Vibes. Jeremy, tell me who's keeping the lights on since we're...
So first off, we want to thank our sponsors, Bellorian and Manukian LLP, personal injury litigation firm, over a decade of experience with real results.
Because we sold out.
Exactly. Maximize your compensation with us. You already know the number. Where to call them at? 747-444-444.
Bellorian, Milwaukee, and Shaq Gideon, BMS. Ah, Sam, bringing the man them. Bringing the man. Give me the light that passed the rope. Okay, let's chill out here. Oh, wow. So... that's a fraudulent team. This is a good day. Great vibes. This is Those Casual Red Show. We are a stateside show. Great collection of a great panel of Reds. Today's a good time. Good day. We can't wait to talk to you gentlemen. I have a lot of questions. I want to talk, ask some tactical questions, some Eric Ten Hag questions. We're going to talk about, touch on Southampton. Definitely going to talk about the 7-0 clot thing we did on man today. Got to get into City because their trial started. Mikey has some controversial statements. We're going to get into that later. But first of all, let me introduce this wonderful panel of Reds. Starting to my, with the man in the top right corner. That is Sean out of Pittsburgh. P-Berg is short, as they call it. Sean, how are you feeling, my man? Pause.
I am feeling good today. I know it was Barnsley, but to do that today was great to watch. It could have been 15, to be honest with you. Like, the amount of chances that Manchester United created today. And I told you guys, Rashford for a brace today. I won me some money.
I will admit one thing. United's fan zone has some oracles. They have been on it lately. I'm about to do my betting. I'm going to listen to United fan zone and do my wagering. Let's go to Bandito here in SoCal. How are you feeling with the fresh frames?
What's up, boys? Glad to be back.
And, of course, Mr. Controversial. Needs really no introduction. The one who tempers all, keeps everybody in line, Mr. Fact Checker. Wearing the Georgia Bulldogs, who beat a basic team this weekend. We won't get into that, really. Struggle a little bit at the quarterback position, but when you're number one in the nation, people come at you differently, so I'll give you your props. Big Mikey and ATL, how are you doing?
Free Man City, man.
Wow. Controversy. Sean, remember, you're tied to him, so whatever comments he says about Man City...
I act on my own.
Okay, Sean's free. My man in the studio, Jerm.
Oh, what's good, man? Germs, good vibes all around, man. Nothing can make us feel those bad today.
Nothing can make you feel bad today.
Yeah, especially with that score line. Yes.
And this is a good thing you said. Nothing should make you feel bad today, especially as a Red, because we've been bombarded by negativity. Last year when we played lower division teams, we barely squeaked by, and people were giving us things. And I want to say I think there's some progress coming on. I think there's a lot of progress going. If you see the numbers also state there's a lot of progress.
This is what's going on right now.
That's what's going on. And since you're there, I want to give you props, Sean. Yesterday you said, I want to see Rashford start because I want to see him get confidence. We want to see a confident Rashford, and we wanted to see this Rashford. That's what we wanted to see. And I'm going to start off with you, Sean. Eric Ten Hag, his lineup for today. Do you want to do a combination of the games, or would you just focus on the current right now? What you guys
focus on the current, like today's game or the weekend game? Yeah, today's. I'll start with today's game. He got it right. Everyone needed a rest. I said, like I said last night, the only people I wanted to see start was Ugarte, Rashford, Zerski. The only one. Anthony. Well, he started too, so I got 3 out of 4 right. So, you know, I'm gonna start with Anthony. Yeah, he scored a penalty, but he didn't do shit, dude. Like he was playing a second tier team and was horrible today. Rashford, man, I hope he kicks on because we could see something special from Rashford this year if we can see that. And then Ugarte. Do anyone see that war paint all over his face today?
Yeah,
all that blood all over his face, Roy Keane style. Ugarte was phenomenal today. I was saying to the people at the bar when we're watching a game, as soon as Ugarte went off, I said, look at that defense. You watch that hole in that midfield happen, and it did. Not as bad as, you know, playing against the Premier League team, but it happened. We started to become more open in the middle of midfield as soon as Ugarte went off. So props to kind of Ten Hag for getting that in the mix of, you know, young play. The only thing I would have liked to have seen today, and I was calling this, this game was calling out for Wheatley in that, you know, in the 75th minute. So I would have took Anthony off, put Wheatley on, and then moved things around just so Wheatley got up front. So that's the only thing I would have liked to have seen.
Did you think that playing Collier at the left back was interesting when you had a natural left back in Amaz? Since you were going to play a younger guy anyway, wouldn't you thought you would have just at least bring him off the bench?
Yeah, I was a little baffled why Collier was playing at left back instead of Amaz today. But again, like you said, maybe Amaz isn't performing in, you know, in training. So he didn't give him that spot. That's the only thing I can think of, you know, because he gave Anthony the spot after we all thought he was calling him out. But that's the only thing I can think of that he's just not performing in training to not get earn that spot.
I think you and Mikey hit it on the head yesterday. Mikey, I'm giving you props too. You said that Rashford is probably a practice beast. Rashford is probably chasing balls down, and Anthony's probably feeling himself right now, not feeling the love, maybe, and probably is slacking off in practice. Well, first of all, let's do an introduction to the Yadman. Just walk in here because he's on Yadman time.
Ireland time is my mic even on for starters.
Oh, yeah.
You can't hear the mic even though, yeah.
Yeah.
Check.
Hold on,
yeah.
Do it.
2-1, yeah, there. Boom, we're there again. Big up on yourself, we're up on Island Time. Big up Virgo season. Happy birthday to my wife.
Salute Virgo.
Big up my daughter, star of the week. Big up Manchester United at Erik ten Hag, 7 clot. Big up the man them.
Yeah.
Any question you'd like to ask anybody?
No, just are you guys going over how you feel after
today's
game?
Yeah, we're about
game?
To get I'm on like, Mikey right yeah. now. I want to get on Mikey right now. Mikey, your vibe. Yeah, did I say get on Mikey?
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
Pause. Yo.
Just move, keeping it moving.
Yeah, just keep it moving.
Mikey, your impression, the team mood right now. What do you think was going on in this locker room? Ten Hag, you think he's got his hand on the pulse?
I'm not going to make much of this game. I was happy for the result. I'm happy to score 7. I'm happy to, but if you guys don't know, our under 23s beat this team 3 weeks ago, 3-2. So like, you know, it's cool. Cool. Nobody wants to lose to, we've shown in the past that we could struggle with these types of sides before. Oxford, Newport County,
Coventry.
Coventry's a big one.
We've struggled with sides lower than a championship before. Okay, it's happened. Championship and lower. So it's good to see great progression. Great to build a team up. Great to give guys some goals. I'm happy, bro. I'm not gonna be one of those guys like we didn't have any possessional play. All of our goals came from counterattacks, which was cap. 2 of them came from errors that they made in their attack in their defensive third, but. Once again, good job for them. Good job for them.
Bandito, my boss, top LA's top guy. Statistically, we dominate.
I think I lost my title. I saw somebody was over there doing like all flossy things at like Reading Festival, and they were at the at the Derby for Liverpool. I don't know. I don't know about that. I got to get my title back.
Wow.
But anyways, you can only beat the team in front of you.
Yeah.
And we did it. It was Rashford with happy feet, looking really good on his toes. You know, he's supposed to shit on these players, and that's what he did. Garnacho, he's always hungry for a goal. This is a, what, League One side? So, yeah, like I said, you beat the 11 players that line up in front of you. And when we had the opportunities, we took the opportunities, what they gave us, and we punished them for it. So hopefully we see, you know, Garnacho needs to get going. Rashford definitely needs to get going. So 3 goals in 2 games. Hopefully he kicks on. And Anthony made a nice run, got the penalty, finishes the penalty. So we'll see. I mean, these guys have got to play games, right? It's a long fixture schedule. So it's good to see everybody get involved. I was begging for Wheatley to come off the bench. Didn't happen. Harry Amos, I don't know. He's 17 years old, so maybe he doesn't have the trust yet that Collier has got. So maybe that's why he didn't lace him up today.
Yeah, and then in the early stages of Collier's game, I'm going to get to you, Jeff. Early stages of the Collier play, I was a little nervous. He was coming in there crazy. He was coming in there real crazy, and I was like, oh, no, this ain't going to work. And I was like, damn, Erik ten Hag, if this kid get a red card, they go like, why would he do that? But it worked. It worked out. Germ.
I think we talked about a little bit about this before, right? I mean, I wouldn't put too much stock into it, but it's good to see the gaffer, right? Rotating players.
Yes.
Right? Getting some of the guys rest. But it's also good to see just like Rashford, Garnacho build their confidence up. Even Anthony to a certain extent, right? So that's good to see, right? I mean, we should be thrashing this type of teams. Granted, we did with the under 21s, was it 3-2?
Yeah.
Right? But I mean, it's good for us to see this result. I mean,
I think I posted this turned into an excellent training session.
Indeed.
There's nothing better than confident attackers, confident scorers. I would like to see Zirkzee get one in there. You know, Zirkzee's a beautiful enigma. He does a lot of things right tactically, but it's just the scoring part is just not there yet. Is that
another beautiful enigma? Is that another way to say he's a donkey?
I wasn't. If I call some a gallop,
too soon.
Too soon.
I'm just saying, it's too soon to call him a donkey.
I don't want to call him a donkey. Jeremy and I had a conversation. I guess we're going to talk about Zirkzee real. Jeremy loves Zirkzee. And I do too, but we heard someone say, I wouldn't mind seeing this weekend Rashford at the center forward, Garnacho and Amad. And I said, I can see that working Rashford. It's all about change. Rashford they and his confidence right now.
Too. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some people don't see Zirkzee. Matter of fact, people see Rashford ahead of Zirkzee right now if you wanted to have a backup. Just saying. But I wouldn't call him a donkey yet, though.
Zirkzee more as a replacement for Bruno Fernandes, that 10 spot. Yeah. Like, give Bruno a chance. He dropped, for me, like, he does. And we also got to remember that he's new to the league, so he's going to have to take time to adjust, be in the right position. But he does drop back quite a bit. And you can clearly see that we are missing Rasmus Højlund in that box, being in there, scoring a goal. I'm really looking forward to what they can do with Rasmus this season. But I honestly see him more of as like a replacement for Bruno, a 10.
Oh, Zirkzee.
Zirkzee, yeah.
I will say his touch is too good for him to be a donkey. His like the man him too full of touch. I think he's gonna blossom. I just think it's a matter of time. He's figuring this stuff out, and like I think his touch is way too good for him to be called a donkey. Just he's brilliant.
He's 4 games into the season. We can't be calling him a donkey.
Yeah, no way, no way. Not with that touch. Not with that touch.
Last year when he didn't score for 6 months.
I want to ask Bandita why the word donkey. Because Beautiful Enigma. Yeah, so. But I was going to say, because he's such a mystery. He does so much. Because on a car ride here, I was saying what Sean was saying. I see him as a good midfielder.
Yeah.
So that's why I meant Enigma. I'm sorry. I meant the word mysterious. He's a beautiful mystery. Mikey, I see you shaking your head. Wagwan.
I don't think he's a 10, man. I
feel you. But the man called himself.
His job is to link play and get in the box and finish.
Now, him and Rasmus together is going to be wild.
Yeah. So I know I'm just having a good time.
You know? Yeah. We're all having a good time.
When those balls come in, serviceable balls, he's got to.
Wow. Pause.
They do do a little better and put him on target. That's what we want to see, right? And we want to see. He had can we talk about Southampton? He had, you know, a couple of times we were like, oh, he's got to put those away. But
6 shots he had.
Yeah.
Got to finish.
Like you said, you know, he's not going to score every game, and we can't expect him to. But you just want to see him do a little better with those chances.
And speaking about that game on Southampton, I mean, you have to give it his props, right? He was linking up play well. He was doing the correct passes. He was keeping the flow of the game, attacking, dangerous for the wingers, right? He just loved to see what he did. Linked up with the midfield, held up play, and did the correct passes so he can keep the threat going.
I just want everybody to understand that Zerski, Jeremy's like, this is the Don.
For me, man, just the way he just flows out there in the pitch. I mean, I'm not saying anything against Rasmus, right? Just the way the game looks to him, it doesn't look like he has to go and chase after it as much. It just looks a little bit easier for him.
But you realize Rasmus is our starting center forward.
I understand that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike. He reminds me of when he's taking the ball down, coming back deep, linking up.
Berbatov.
At their best.
Martial?
Anthony Martial.
Oh, that's exactly what we said on the ride over here.
Anthony Martial. I think he'll be a better finisher, and he's not going to be as lethargic as Martial. But Martial is best. One thing you can't take away from him,
lethal.
He can link players. He held the ball up. It was hard as hell to get the ball from him, and he would come deep to get it, and he would get guys involved at his best. So hopefully, I mean, to be fair, Martial had more goals in his first 4 or 5 starts than he did, but that's not saying anything, right? It's about how you finish. So I think I when I seen him, I was like, man, this is exactly what he used to do when he was on it, you know?
And Mikey, would you say that Martial linked up well with Rashford? They had a good partnership up there?
Oh, there was a time where Martial and Rashford had like
2020.
It was him. One season. It was them two, Son and Kane. What's his name? Sadio Mane and Firmino. It was that was the trios that were working out the most in the Premier League for about 2 or 3 years, right?
One season.
Yeah, Martial. It was 2 years. Martial ended up getting hurt for most of those time, and it just didn't work out long term. But he linked up with Rashford the best. And then Bruno, you know. But we're talking about the forward positions. Yeah. So, like I said, I'm not saying he's Anthony Martial or a second coming of which, because we saw what happened with that. But as he takes the ball down, touch, using his frame to keep the ball, that wide 6'3", 6'4" frame, like, the guy, I don't see him as a 10. I see him as he's a 9. He's going to come back and link guys up for link guys forward. And even if you make that marauding run as an 8, he'll get you.
So we've seen all of our new signings play minutes. Mm-hmm. Sean, why are we going to love Ugarte?
Well, we've seen it since he's been on. Just that ability to just change our midfield completely. I believe I said before, I think Bruno's going to have more freedom going forward, not having to worry about dropping further back deep. The defense is going to be able to play a little bit higher, knowing that they've got somebody to cover them. When we also have like Casemiro played pretty decently today. I know it was against a crappy team, but he had that more freedom to go forward, whereas he doesn't have that, you know, when he's playing next to Mainu, because both of them always forward, there's no one back.
Wow.
Where Ugarte, we see coming back, we see him going forward, but we know that Ugarte is going to cover that back line. So for me, Ugarte is just going to, for me, is the signing the summer for me.
What is happening in studio? You guys,
yeah. Beto said something wild.
I'm gonna let you know in studio
Beto
right
said
now.
Something wild in the comments, man. I just don't. I've never even heard that. What kind of show is this?
We're in the 1870 Casuals YouTube page.
You got a plugged our hole. Pause.
Wow.
Not the Invisible Man, Malasia, and Blake Harwood check on the check in. Spot on, Mikey.
Salute.
And Beto also saying Casemiro should switch to a center mid and center attacking mid, and he can still make clean passes to goals. Yeah.
The last few minutes Casemiro's playing with Ugarte, he's looked calmer.
Yep.
He had two crazy tackles, though, early in the match.
Early on,
crazy
he did.
Tackles,
he did.
But his passing is so much better with Ugarte. Anybody want to chime in on that? Is that something? I think that's a good combination for us down the road. Casemiro with Ugarte. Mikey, how you feel? Is that crazy?
I don't want to take too much from this game because of the level of opposition. So, like, everything is going to look golden when you're playing against shit. No offense to Barnsley. They're a lower side. I don't want to disrespect them, but the level isn't there. So, like, yeah, these guys, Premier League, La Liga champion, Champions League winner multiple times, like, yeah, he should look good. Like, this is – Rashford should score. So I'm not delving too much into it as far as, like, how well they played. I'm just glad that they showed up and they did what they were supposed to do because it's very easy for them not to do that.
I mean, yeah, we should all be tempered a little bit, but
I'm not saying don't be happy, guys. Yeah. Be happy, for sure, but, like, realize that – listen, I had a friend at the pub. His mate from Ireland played in that game. He texted me the night before and said, yeah, my mate's going to shit all over you guys. That guy didn't even touch the ball twice.
But okay,
that's the level of guys we're playing against.
But that shows the level how people looked at us. We were playing so shit. Go ahead.
No, there were three. There were at least three Barnsley fans at the pub today.
And really?
Really. At halftime, I was in the smoke section with them, eavesdropping.
Smoke section's popping.
Yeah. They cigarettes, man. They love it. They literally, the three of them, I'm eavesdropping, and they literally said,
damn, I miss Barnsley supporters.
The speed, the level of speed. They're like, yo, that's not, they don't see that every weekend. They're like, Manchester United are so much faster than us.
Yeah, but we weren't like this.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying.
Let me tell you something.
Premier League, whatever league Barnsley is, that's all I'm saying.
We played a bunch of fishermen and electricians.
Straight up.
Yeah, but remember when we played a bunch of just when plumbers. We did this last year, Mikey, it was crapola because we didn't show up with these teams and we were even downer in the dumps.
And that's what I appreciated today. I appreciated a non-stubborn Ten Hag rotating inside and his side like responding from the get-go. Like no lethargic nonsense. No like waiting 35 minutes to get into the game. Like a couple of mistakes early and they were right after it.
Bandito, are we getting too giddy?
It's Barnsley. It's a bunch of Yorkie squats. <it. laughs> Come on.
Yeah.
See, me, it's not about getting giddy. For me, it's not about the 7-0. For me, it's about that team getting confidence.
Yes. Right.
Enjoy. They look good. They look like they were enjoying their football.
Yeah, that's what that game was about. It was about them, you know, being happy, getting the confidence. And then going into the Palace game at the weekend, it could have been 2-0 for all I care. As long as that team looked the way they did at the end of the game, confident, you know, Rashford's hitting the ball from free kicks from 30 yards out, 35 yards out. Like, that's what I wanted to see from Man United. It wasn't, I don't care if it was 2-0 or 20-0. I wanted to see the confidence back in those players and them being a smile on the face. Because the more they do that, the more they're going to progress this season.
Indeed.
And I will say it was good to see Ugarte. He's got the legs to just cover every blade across the pitch.
Yeah,
his work rate is amazing. So much, I love how he works.
He's very intelligent with reading and, you know, sniffing out where the ball is going to go and all of that. So, and then he, like at the weekend, he would win the ball back. He would carry the ball rather than, you know, try to go right into attack, right? It's kind of like slow it down, get it to Eriksen. It was good to see we finally had control of a game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
Southampton didn't, I don't think they even had a shot in the second half. You know, we just controlled the game, and he's a big part of that. So more of that going forward.
comments. Beto again. Anthony's goal doesn't count. I don't care. He should be proud of a penalty. Everyone else scored without a penalty. Ahmad has the position locked. He better get ready to play left back. Also, some sign language from Beto. I can only assume it means that everyone found their hole today, all the goal scorers. Last year, we got 18 to 28 shots against National League all the way to the championship. The great improvement, don't forget, last year almost lost 4-3 to a League 2 team. And also, we had zero shots on target all game and only three on shots at all. This will build confidence for the Crystal Palace game. It's too early to tell what midfield partnership are going to work. That's from Blake.
Salute, everybody. Let me tell you where your team was ranked in the Premier League before this game. Big chances created, third. Big chance missed, first. Tackles, first. Interceptions, first. Clean sheets, joint, second. XG, third. Possession won in the final third, fourth. Shots on target, fourth. Shots created, six. Touches, six. Passes, six. So far, different numbers from last year. Nice. Is there progression?
I didn't hear what that...
Okay, I know, so it's like a small sample size.
And no. It's fine. I'm not mad at that. But a lot of people differ on what a big chance is.
Yeah, we never figured that out, Mikey, and I'm glad you brought that up.
A lot of people differ on what a big chance is, right? It's a very, like, arbitrary term.
Okay, good.
At times, depending on who's saying it, right? It depends. So I'm okay with these
seven
stats.
Today.
I'm okay with being ranked that. I would like to be first in the Premier League.
Yeah, but last year, Sean, even at this point in the season, we were not up there. Now, my post was, if 10, 15 games in the season and we're doing these numbers, we'll be a top four side.
I think if we carry on progressing the way we are, we're still not there yet. Yeah. Like, we're still not a top four team in my eyes right now. If we can continue pressing this season the way that we're progressing, I know, let's take the Liverpool game out there. That was just some, I call it a pick six from Casemiro. You know, it is what it is. Let's forget about that and progress. Like, at the end of the day, we have to put that behind us and carry on the way we did for the last two games. Well, not so much the 30 minutes of, you know, the Southampton game, but we have a defense there that is more than capable of keeping clean sheets. We have a holding midfielder who can control that midfield, slow the ball down when it needs to be done. So, and we have the attacking forwards to score goals. So, again, it all comes with confidence, and for me, that's what today was about. Seeing Rashford for the first time
do that
in over a year walk up like this, yeah, and you could see again the relief coming off of his face. I don't care if he had scored against Arsenal. It's the fact that he's starting to believe again is what's important.
Yeah, and, you know, Crystal Palace can smash all of this, but confidence is huge, especially for footballers, and we all understand that. Anybody, before we go on to this next crazy topic, how does anybody feel about Eriksen at this moment?
Yo, the pace of the game suited him beautifully today.
That's a great answer.
The pace of the game suited
that
him
was
beautifully
today. A really
today.
Good answer.
Beautiful
end. So yeah, he was mint.
Yeah.
We weren't the strainer midfield that we've been seeing for the last couple of seasons and every game prior to this without him. It was not strainer midfield today at all.
Did Eriksen play the 10 today? Or was it Casemiro?
Yeah, I believe he did.
I think Eriksen was the 10.
Eriksen was the 10.
Okay.
I was really
he
happy
was
when we got
a pitch.
Theo Eriksen had a decent game against Southampton as well.
I thought
was,
so too.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
one where a guy ran away from him. He had to make a tactical foul. But,
yeah.
Yeah, it was good controlling the ball. It was more of a double pivot, so he didn't have as much space to cover. But yeah, he looked good. He's, you know, in a game where he's got time and he can show his quality, yeah, have at it.
That's what him and Casemiro need.
Still on site for Andy Carroll. The LA Reds are going to – you don't come to LA,
on
Andy
site.
Carroll. Okay. Man City. The trial has started.
Judgment.
Judgment day is coming.
Yo, them and Diddy are good on.
I've heard as many as 130 violations, but I think it's 115. I've heard, Heard it's going to be a real trial. Judges. It's because it's become a civil matter because I don't know if somehow it's a, I don't know if Mikey can understand this stuff a lot better, but this is a serious trial. It's going to be taken seriously. People have thought, and I watched a gentleman today who said that he, it could be up to like 100-something points or something crazy. Relegation is not really on the table. So everybody has their, what they think they would want to happen. My friend Mikey, my wonderful friend here, he says that he only wants to see them get punished 20 points and pay a fine and stay in the Premier League. I felt that was absurd because if Everton gets punished for how many? How many was it? Sean, do you remember?
They go punished.
Huh? Okay.
10 points, I think?
It's not the same. Not the same thing.
Okay, well,
no, it's worse. What they're doing is worse.
Yeah, so like, it's not the same as far as like, cities underreporting what they've made and how much money they actually are worth and what they. So like, they're saying like, what cities done and what they've been able to do should take decades, and the money that they're purported to have made should take decades to make. And like, they're doing all these tours and saying, oh well, we got this much from Nike instead of this much. Oh, we got this much on this for this player instead of that much. So they're fudging the numbers. If it was a citizen, it'd be tax fraud. It'd be you saying you only made $34,000 when you made $250,000, right? But it's you doing it multiple times, right?
From day one,
Everton and Nottingham Forest and those guys. Oh, we did this, but we did it late. We did it, but we're back in good graces with FFP. So it's like, it's not really the same thing that they're going to court for. When you're ready, I'm ready to present my case as to why I don't think it should happen.
Before you present those, you want to get some comments? Hold on, before we get
there, this fucker, because I think they should go down.
Yeah, so. Go ahead, get the comments in.
Real quick from Blake, if Anthony's playing left back, we're in trouble.
Facts.
Relegate them all the way to Uranus.
Facts.
And Beto, 100-point deduction and massive fine, but with the 100 points, they'll still get relegated. All right, present your case, sir.
All right, well, My first topic would be anecdotal, right? So there's nothing to this, but you guys would be okay with not playing these guys for 4 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun for you to not see us play City and smack them. And
yeah,
beat them?
Fun.
No, they cheated. Oh, go ahead, Sean. Go ahead, Sean.
Win 6 out of 7 league titles, either. But
so it wouldn't be nice to play them and maybe possibly stop them from getting a title or be tied with them to get a title in the future. None of that. You're just okay with your top op just not being relevant anymore? Because Leeds, it doesn't happen with Leeds no more. Leeds are gone. They could come back. But look how long we had to go without playing Leeds. I don't think that's fun. I don't want to see that. I would love to see them get a fine, a hefty fine, maybe a transfer ban. Something of the nature, but to see them go down and we don't get to play them anymore, that Sunday when we're playing Man City that whole week where I'm buzzing to play them because I want to smack them because these games mean something, you don't want that game on the calendar. That's like saying, that's like being Georgia and saying you don't want to play Auburn. That's like being the Yankees and saying you don't want to play the Red Sox.
No, you
can
go.
Why would I not want to play them?
Yeah, go ahead. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Sean.
So basically, they've beaten you guys so much into submission that rather than beating them and knocking them off their perch, you want them to go down and not on their own merit, just go down?
Go ahead, Sean.
Smells like pussy to me.
Nah, go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
First off, for me, giving them a fine is worthless. Exactly. What's that going to do? They're just going to go ahead and do it again. They've got enough money to pay a $50 million fine. It's not going to help them. Transfer ban, that's why you
do it $100 million, $200
million. They're a country. It doesn't matter to them. $100 million is $100 million. They just go drop that on a player next week.
They don't have $200 million.
It doesn't matter to them. But at the end of the transfer ban, I agree with. You know, transfer ban, you know. But for me, like, if you're going to commit, like, I've said this before. Like, I don't understand why you don't get shit taken away from you in this country when you cheat. We've seen it time and time again with Tom Brady. Like, you've got to be punished when you cheat. And a fine for them isn't a punishment because they have the money to just pay it and go, fine, whatever. But for me, even if they don't get relegated, they need to have a substantial point deduction at least and a transfer ban. Like,
I'll take that.
Yeah. Like, but the thing is, the Premier League, first off, they have to win this case. If they don't win this case,
they're setting precedent.
Because they already lost to Leicester. So if they don't win this case, shit's going to hit the fan. You know, they're going to lose all reputation. And then second of all, the good thing about the whole of this is City can't go to the sports of arbitration like they did with the Champions League ban. They can't do that. The only time they can appeal it, and they can put it into, as you know, Mikey, put it in the court system for 2 years, but they can't go to the sports arbitration like they did before. So for me, giving them 40-point deduction, when they appeal it, they get a 30-point deduction. Throw the book at them, so when they do appeal it, and obviously they're going to win at some point, it's still a hefty fine. It's still a hefty punishment. But we can't just sit back and say, hey, this is okay. Like, they were literally being sponsored by Qatar Airlines and then fudging the numbers to buy players to win the league. That's cheating 101 in the Premier League, so we can't allow that to continue to happen, because if they get away with it, what's to stop Newcastle?
Yeah, what's stopping Newcastle?
Newcastle are richer than Man City. Mm-hmm. You know, what's to stop another guy coming in, say, to buy Tottenham and then doing it? You know, at the end of the day, we haven't been good enough to keep up with them. That's fine. We're on our way. But we have to punish people who cheat. We can't go like we do here in the country and just go, oh, here's your Super Bowl. Here's a 2-game ban or a 3-game ban. It's just, for me, it's...
So you're saying the same thing I'm saying. You don't want to see them relegated, but you want to see some kind of... But you want them in the league.
I'd be happy if they get relegated. I'd be happy. Even if it's for a season, they're going to come right back up.
Because that spoils the party for so many other teams. They have deep pockets. It's not like if they go down to the Championship or League One, they're going to lose all their players.
You think Haaland's going to stay in the Championship? You think Pep's going to stay?
No, they'll be able. They will be able to pay other guys that's going to win that league. They're going to win those leagues.
Not under my terms, for
so many other teams that didn't cheat, that didn't do that. You're going to go down to the Championship. You're going to go down to League One. They're not going to get rid of all of those players there.
They're not going to get relegated.
Not under my terms.
That's not going to happen.
They're not going to. They have deep pockets to pay those guys. It's going to be fine. And they're going to ruin it for the Barnsleys, for the Birmingham Cities and all that. When they come down there and they do an Invincibles, they come back up.
Okay, Mikey, let Bandito get his argument in.
Go ahead.
No, the argument, just some thoughts. I think you need to set a precedence. And I think you need to...
I'm with that.
Show that you're not gonna stand for this. You're not gonna let money bully you, and you're not gonna take this from potentially other clubs doing it again. If it is a points deduction to where they do go down, like we're saying, they're gonna most likely, you know, they're gonna keep most of their players. They're gonna come right back up. To me, see, I'm from the '90s, so to me, Man City is about like Sheffield Wednesday or, you know, Sheffield United.
Yeah, they were nothing to Man United.
It's all Liverpool and Leeds to me, you know, more Liverpool.
Little Arsenal.
So
it's more Leeds?
Yeah, so if they...
Here's for them to get back.
I mean, if they go down, like I said, we'll be playing them again. They'll go up. It's little city.
If you go to,
I just want to say something as well right here.
And you go to a Man City game, that there's more rivalry with Leeds even today than there is with Man City.
Facts.
I just wanted to mention, I'm in agreement with what he said.
We already don't see Leeds. So we don't see Leeds now. Oh,
Battle of the Roses.
Because you guys want it, we don't see City no more either.
Shit, Millwall don't see Chelsea. You think that ain't going to cause a problem when they face each other?
Millwall.
Yeah.
Battle of the Roses.
Hey, but I'm in agreement with Bandito. You just got to set precedent, because
not worried about them.
If you don't do that, the Premier League just becomes like the NCAA, right? It just becomes a joke where...
Ooh.
Anyone else can just start coming in here and cheating and just start doing whatever they got to do, like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? What goes to tell you that Chelsea now, with whatever players they're signing, they're not going to be able to violate the financial fair play, Man United? These rules are just what? They're fake rules, right? So, I mean, that's just my opinion. You just got to just
hit them
really
hard. I'm not saying that nothing
should
happen. I'm just saying that I don't feel good with Mandem tucking their tail. Yeah, let's get rid of them. You want to get rid of them because
they earned
good.
It. They earned the right to get rid of them.
I don't want to get rid of them. I just want to hurt them so bad where it becomes harder for them to get back to this level. That's all.
Yo, from the comment section. No, it's all good. From the comment section, find Beto's sources. What I heard was they have ghost sponsors and ghost businesses. So basically their owners setting up shop that is owned by someone who's bigger, who is a bigger corporation than it's owned by another corporation and so on and so forth. Sponsors donated $100 million, but that company doesn't even have any receipts or sales or profits. And when you go to set address of these corporations, it's a house or an empty lot. Ronaldo chiming in. I grew up not playing City. Fuck them. Beto saying, Mikey, I would just like fine point deduction and strip all their titles give the rightful owners the prize money that comes with said trophy. Ronaldo, City were nothing without money. Fuck them. You when I see you. This is bigger than rivalry. This is about football itself. Facts. That's Ronaldo still. Beto, the fine is not pointless. Yes, they can pay it, but it's not fair to say Everton has to pay $10 million, which will hurt them a lot, and City just we're too rich, and nah, even if they can pay it, that it's fine. Blake says, not all are false. They chose to jeopardize their ability to play with the great Manchester United. Beto again, will go against their FFP. And Ronaldo, y'all remember when Juve got relegated, some players like Zlatan left, some like Del Piero and Buffon stayed, and they came back. City will be all right, and if not, fuck them. Scouts are a big rivalry anyway. The Scouts are a bigger rivalry anyway. Haaland already said he's not re-signing. That's from Beto.
I just love this. Oh, fuck them! But when they were gonna win the treble the first time,
I like you brought up the treble.
I just love how we're writing them off, but they're gonna do five in a row.
I love that you brought up the treble. They stole.
We can't lose.
Oh no, I want to interrupt. They stole glory. They fudged the numbers. Listen, they did build a great team, and they did win. They won four in a row.
I like having that game on the schedule. It's insane to not have it.
And I feel you, Mikey. I feel you. But you know what? That's not our fault that they cheated. So we should feel
bad.
That's
not what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. You want to keep rivalries. You like playing the Liverpools, cities.
You want big games. You want the
That's
builders.
Fine.
You want Manchester rivalry.
We got a new perch to knock off, and it's theirs.
Yeah, but they don't deserve to be that perch. They don't deserve to say treble. They built a team, a super team. Yes, they built a super team. And they took our treble fucking glory. Oh, broke
that'll
shit.
Make you mad?
It makes me horrible, but they did it cheating, Mikey. They did it cheating.
The thing is, before 2008, this wasn't a rivalry.
At all. Not even
That's what you say. I talk to a lot of men that are like, bro, I look forward to playing City. I want to smack them. My mate goes to work with me.
The once every four or five seasons that they did play them? At one point, they were down in
League 2. I listen to players who said the same thing. You got to stick it to them.
It wasn't a rivalry when it came to winning. It was a rivalry because it's the in-city rivalry. Yeah,
it's a rivalry now.
Yeah, because they built a super team. And they fudged the numbers. You know what's bad, Mikey? They didn't even need that extra money to build. They had money. They didn't need to have to fudge a number from 2008. They could have just regular did it. Like, look what Aston Villa's doing.
They could have done what Chelsea did.
Yeah.
Chelsea built a team. Yes, they spent a lot of money, but Chelsea didn't cheat to get that money. Like, they could have waited a season or two and then gone about it the way Chelsea had done. Or even the way Newcastle are doing things. You know, Newcastle, the richest club in the world. But they don't overspend. Yes, that's down to a lot of FFP, but the way City did it is just wrong. And it's all about right or wrong. There's no in between right and wrong. If you do wrong, you get punished. If you do right, you get rewarded. They did wrong and got rewarded.
The fact that they have a treble,
precedent, not just for the Premier League, but it says for kids. Like, hey, I'm going to go cheat now. Okay, I'm not. It's fine.
I'm not getting into that because there's plenty of people that cheat and get everything, and there's plenty of people that do it the right way and get shitted on. I'm not with the ideological nonsense. Hey. What I'm saying is, I want to see them playing. Yes, they should face some kind of sanction for it, so it doesn't happen again. And I think it should be of the monetary variety, like $500 million or something astronomical, right? So it doesn't happen again.
Astronomical,
but
is right.
Not want to play City to say go down to disrupt the rest of the leagues and say and not want to play them just for them to pop right back up.
If they did go bad, I would give them a transfer ban for the next 3 years. You can't spend more than £150 million on your salary for the next 3 years yearly. So you have to struggle to build a team and come back up.
Exactly.
You can't just make it a financial thing for them because they got money. These motherfuckers—they're building buildings in the sand for no. Oh, go ahead, Reed.
Final comments. But how they got their squad is through cheating. Sure, they wiped the floor with the world, but the squad was not obtained fairly. This is from Ronaldo. Tainted treble. Beto says, if they wouldn't have cheated, we could have technically had two doubles in and a league trophy. And finally, City is one of the reasons why we have so many rules.
You know what's crazy about this? And we've got about 5 more minutes. It was the teams that agreed to these rules, not the Premier League. It was the teams that voted on this rule, and City broke a rule. So they basically looked at every team like, fuck our pledge. And we cheated. Because if we don't set a hard precedence, guys, like everybody's been saying, Newcastle's going to sit back and be like, is that all we're doing? That's
okay.
All you got to do?
Yeah.
Because we got more money than everybody.
Exactly. Let's work this.
And I mean, City don't sell out their stadium. We do. I cannot wait till Manchester United's out of debt and we can spend like $300 million frivolously. Because what Ineos is doing right now with a pack of chips and bubblegum is impressive. That was fun. Mikey, we get it. Though. I know what you're saying. You want to keep the rivalry.
I respect what you're saying.
You're golden with us. But if they earn the punishment, brother, let them wear it. Because you know what? We done cheat. Arsenal didn't cheat. Scousers didn't cheat.
Basically, we the 95 Rockets. Jordan in the league, so we want to win now. All right. Pussy.
But how did Jordan cheat?
Jordan didn't cheat, though.
Jordan didn't cheat. Oh, this comment's going crazy. I'm not saying cheat.
I'm saying the best team.
I feel what you're saying.
You can't remove the cheating title.
You want to go against
Mikey.
The best
you
to be the best.
You can't remove the cheating.
Football is beating the cheaters, beating the people at the top, being the underdog and beating them at the top.
I get what you're saying.
They cheated. We got licked for some shit before. We've gotten licked for it. So we're not them, but we've gotten licked. We have to pay $100,000 last year.
Breaking news.
You know what I'm saying?
Breaking news.
Like I said, for me, it's not about not playing Man City. For me, it's about being punished for a crime they committed. And it is a crime. Like, again, like you said, it's basically tax evasion or what is equivalent of. For me, it's not about playing Man City. If they don't go down, they don't go down. But there needs to be a hefty punishment.
I'm okay with that, but to everybody's like, they need to go down to national. Like, this is crazy.
That's crazy to me. Like, that's never going to happen. Okay. For me, it needs to be a hefty punishment. If they go down, they go down.
It's not
about not playing them. It's about them receiving a punishment. So Newcastle don't do it. So Chelsea don't do it. Chelsea are on the brink of being done by FFP as it is. Let alone, and they're skating thin ice. So if City are found not guilty or anyway, or even if they just get a fine of $100 million, Chelsea are just going to do the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, guys, the sellouts got to get the comments in.
Beto sources. Martial signed a new deal with the Greece clubs. Guess his salary. I'll give you a minute. 60,000? 60K? Is that right?
Who did he sign with?
Some Greece club.
Ike Athens.
Yeah.
What's his salary?
60. It says 6,500K.
He can't go to MLS?
A week. We paid this man millions.
That's wild.
And we beat, Ronaldo says, we beat the cheaters in Wembley, but it's hard to beat an ill-gained squad over 38 games.
Dude, my buddy's an Arsenal fan, and he's like, if like City play Arsenal this week, and if Arsenal don't win, the title's over already.
Right.
That's crazy, huh?
Right? Isn't that crazy?
It's sad to say, but even he admits, like, hey, you have to be perfect now to be able to beat City, and no team's going to do it.
That's the name of the game, perfection.
That's one thing when I talk to a Tottenham and a Chelsea person every morning, and we're all saying the same thing. I hope City gets punished.
And with all that right, said, guys,
this is a fun
wrap.
Show.
That is the
Lots
show.
Lots of vibes. Mikey, yeah. Salute. Bandito, salute. Sean, salute. My studio guest.
Thank you, everyone. Bam, bam. That's out there. Sean, Big Mike, ATL, Pittsburgh, Bandito, Loco. Everyone at the comments as well. Thank you for being live.
Yeah, yeah. Like the shit.
Like and subscribe. Those casual Reds, like 1878 Casuals. And check out United Fan Zone 24,
please.
Right?
Happy birthday, Thursday. Ms. Cheese. Big Mondays up my daughter, Emma.
Big up, Emma. Hey.
Big up, Emma.
Salute. Up the fucking Reds.
Up
thank you,
the
Sam.
Fucking Reds.
You with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas. Only on LA Talk Radio.